Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Down.
Down. Unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, Mr. Yo-Town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shutting down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is boy Cass, chilling as usual. Inconspicuous by his absence, all the time again. He's gonna fire his motherfucking ass. He ain't been in two motherfucking days. You know what I'm saying? Janine, what's good, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm cooling, I'm cooling. Look at Snow, what's happening?
Hey, y'all, what it is?
All right. I mean, am I bit? Can everybody hear me clearly? I just want to make sure I can be heard clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Hey, check this out. While I got y'all on the line, while I got just the ladies on the line, I want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. All right. All right, now, check this out. You got your guy, well, or somebody you fucking around with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Following me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you fucking around with a guy. Now, not to say that, you know, I mean, he might not be your man, you know what I'm saying? Just motherfucker you fucking around with. But now, his guy approaches you. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? Let's put it a scenario like this. Let's just say you fucking around with a guy, you know what I'm saying? Let's just say your sister fucking around with his friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go somewhere with them. Now your sister's guy, which is, oh boy, they cool, they ain't brother type cool, but they cool, and.
Mm-hmm.
You see a motherfucker, you see one of his partners. That one of his partners is looking good to you. Right?
My sister's dude's friend or my dude's friend is looking good to me?
Your sister's dude friend is looking good to you.
Okay.
All right. Now, dude, you know, your sister dude and your dude just know each other. They know each other through a mutual person. So they cool, but you know what I'm saying? Now, you go back and you say, well, you know, your boy kind of cute. And, you know, his boy likes shit, you cute. So now he tell you, well, you know, y'all grown. Y'all do what the fuck y'all want to do. Y'all consensual adults. Now, is he playing matchmaker or not?
I don't know.
He
gonna fuck me all up. How about Janine?
Y'all not understanding the question?
Too many people. It's too many scenarios. How about we use some hypothetical names? That way I know who's who.
Okay. Well, let's just say, all right, Janae.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Me and you fucking around, right?
Yeah.
Me and Father Time not that cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We cool, mm-hmm. but we cool. We cool through Wick.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Nah. Let's just say, okay, for the sake of argument, you know what? This is not. I don't have to go through all this shit. Look, would you fuck with the motherfucker? Would you fuck with the motherfucker? Would you think that the motherfucker was trying to set you up or you was setting up on your own accord? Trying to put this shit together, shit.
I don't know. I probably fuck around on my own accord. I don't need nobody to play matchmaker for me. I got a mouth. I know what I want. I go after it.
Okay. Now, so now my whole thing is, it's not the fact, okay, I guess, okay, here's the scenario. Fuck this shit. This is going to, because you motherfuckers ain't understanding what I'm saying. Now, check this out. My guy, I introduced him to another partner of mine, right? Try to follow me. You following me? Come on, you got to say right, because I don't know if you're following me or not.
You right. Introduced your guy to a girl or another guy?
Nah, me and... Oh, Lord. God, good Lord, woman. What are y'all drinking?
Ain't nobody drinking nothing. Why don't you just tell us the story?
I'm trying to tell you. Whoa. Hey, girl, I've been drinking vodka. Don't you start that shit.
Oh, well, nah. We ain't the one that's drunk. It's
you. Oh, my, we drunk.
I know, I'm so
I'm trying to get y'all. I'm trying to get y'all the scenario. All right, man. Okay, here go the scenario.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got two mutual friends. I introduced them to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, they start kicking it. They hanging out, whatever the case is. Now, let's just say, all right, fuck this. My nigga Kush, I hook my nigga Kush up with my nigga Jay. Jay and Kush start hanging out, right?
Uh-huh. All
right. Now, Jay takes Kush over to a friend's house. Now, he says that this ain't his woman. This ain't shit to him, right? This is just a bitch he fucking
yeah.
with.
Okay.
No, right. Jay says this chick ain't nobody to him.
Right. So
yeah,
he introduces Kush to the girl that he fucking with. He introduces Kush to her brother. I mean, damn. He introduces Kush to her sister.
Okay.
Not the brother, the sister. Not the brother, the sister. All right. So now.
The other day and all.
Now, my man Kush, he hollering at the sister. Now Jay keeps mm-hmm. saying that old girl don't mean shit to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now one particular day is Kush, his girl, and Jay's girl. They ride around together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, they go to my nephew house. They go to my nephew house. My nephew see Jay, the girl Jay fucking around with. And Jay done already mm-hmm. told Kush, they already told Kush that, you know, the bitch ain't shit to him.
Yeah.
So now my nephew see him, and my nephew's digging her. Now she's
okay.
digging my nephew too. So I don't think they quite exchanged numbers, but you know the chemistry was there.
Mhm.
Now Kush says y'all two grown ass adults. Know the fuck y'all do is y'all fucking business. I ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
All right. So now they get back home. Now, the girl, she runs back and tells Jay that Kush tried to set her up with another nigga.
Mm.
Well, that's not true, though.
Yeah, that's not
right.
true at all.
So now Jay's upset with Kush because he's like, man, that's some dirty shit.
Right.
But now here's my thing about
the
whole thing.
But at the same time, you keep telling everybody that this chick don't mean nothing to you. So why do you care?
Exactly.
Okay,
now wait.
Question is, do Jay and the chick, do they stay together or they just...
Nope.
You know what I mean?
No.
They just bump uglies every now and again.
Well, he just quit fronting and trying to do that old front shit like she ain't shit then.
Yeah. So this sound like Jay might like this chick a little bit more than he wants people to think he likes her.
Okay. And that's my whole thing.
Jay needs to quit running around telling everybody that dick be so amazing. No, I'm just playing. I'm cracking myself up.
You know what? You was wrong for that one. But fuck it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I mean, I'm just saying in a scenario like that. I mean, I'm not taking no sides. You know, I'm a host, so I got to be neutral on the show. I'm neutral.
No,
so I have to put the question. You say what?
I say nothing. That's the rain.
Yeah, I mean, my whole thing is, I mean. You know, I mean, it's just, you know what,
It sounds like he might not want to have feelings for the girl, but, you know what I'm saying, if he got a problem with her hollering at other people to the point where, you know what I'm saying, he's about to be mad at his guy. His guy's just like, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? You said one thing.
Liquor store. That liquor store? That's liquor store?
Yeah, what's happening?
Good.
What's happening?
What's up, liquor store?
Not see.
Shit, you alright?
I'm to the V. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. It's Kush, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay. All right. That's what's up. Yeah, man. So you think I was wrong?
Nope.
Yeah, because I'm
like
hey,
you
man. Yeah, because I... if he had told me, like, hey, man, this is my bitch. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I'd have shut the shit down. I don't care if you got 30 women. If you tell me each one of these 30 women is yours... I'm letting it go. I can't. Hey, if I'm with my guy and he try to holler at one of your 30 women and you tell me all 30 of these women is yours, I'm not finna even. I'm like, bro, you can't do it, bro. You feel what I'm saying? That's my nigga's bitch. You can't do it.
Right.
But he was trying to be on some, man, like trying to impress me or something.
Wait a minute. Wait, you shouldn't do that either.
You said who?
I said you shouldn't do that either.
Do what?
If the woman want to mess around with the other guy, then that's on them.
No, but I'm not going to never be a part of it.
Right,
unless,
you know, from his standpoint.
Of course, I know you ain't going to be a part of it, but
yeah,
I mean,
Yeah, but if you telling me, hey, this ain't nothing. Now, I ain't saying, he said she ain't nothing to her. It's like a whole lot to this story. But basically, it was like, hey, you telling me this chick is really nothing to you. Y'all just fucking around. But then, I'm talking to the girl. I'm talking to her sister. Mm-hmm. We end up leaving the crib one day because they had to leave the crib because they had to exterminate the crib and shit. So I'm like, damn, only place I can go is to... my nigga Cash people house. So boom, it's true story. So boom, we over there. They like, cool, it's all good. So his nephew, Seer, he like, damn, Kush, who the fuck is that? I'm like, who? No, he's talking about my girl. He's like, no, I know that's your girl. I'm talking about the other one. I was like, oh, that's Michelle. Woo.
He's like, man, tell her what's up. So, boom, at that point, had he told me that this is your girl, I'd have stopped shot right there. Like, hey, bro, no. Can't do that. That's my nigga J girl. But by you saying that she's nothing to you, which I knew she was, I was basically trying to prove a point to this nigga. Like, bro, you don't have to be on no I'm a player type shit. Because I'm going to let you know, man, you can't do people like that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I probably subconsciously did the shit on purpose. But I'm like, okay, but you never told me that this is your girl. So I'm like, oh, she out there. So I went and told her. I said, hey, man, my cousin said, you know, you look good. He already said she was cute. I let it go from there. Now, I didn't hook up nothing or nothing. All I did, I'm just a messenger. Go and shoot the messenger. Fuck it. That what you gonna do? Shoot the messenger then. Fuck it.
I'm just saying, it sounds like a spring episode to me.
Shoot the messenger, baby.
What's a day girl? What y'all got? Day girls? Night girls? What, overnight girls?
What the hell?
That's
D.
Oh, Demean.
He said
that.
You know we country. He said that. He said J girl, not day girl.
Oh, Jay. I said a day girl.
We say four. We don't say four.
You say what, baby?
We say four. We don't say four. What the fuck is a four?
Right.
I just said that was his day, girl. I said, dang, they got one for the day and one for the night.
My bitch asked me the other day, like,
God damn, I wish motherfucker, damn, a day, girl?
She asked me, I said, man, you got $4? I said, what the fuck is a four, bitch? I got $4, baby.
Y'all know we country.
I get off at four. What the fuck is four? Get off at four, baby.
Right, that's what we do. Get off at four.
Give me a pop. What the fuck is a soda?
Or a drink.
Or a drink.
Drink.
Now, dude, let me back. I swear to God, Kaz, man. Motherfucker, I got down here. This is the only time I heard a fountain drink. What the fuck is a fountain drink, baby?
Right.
I want a pop, baby.
Do you want a pop or a fountain drink?
What? What the fuck? Is that water?
Right. I'm like, I don't want no damn water.
What are you talking about? A fountain drink. I'm from Gary, baby. I don't know what a fountain drink is. You gonna tip the iceberg and I don't know what the fuck.
All right, so we all in agreement that my man was right.
I'm cool, though, y'all.
Yeah, he
didn't
have nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm.
Look, so hello? You back on here. Hello?
On me.
You know what? You, how in the hell do I keep hanging up on you when I ain't touched the switchboard?
I didn't touch the phone either.
I'm going to tell you like this. In the absence of Father Time, stop buying them boots.
You know what? Cass, the
Sin
City Radio Show.
So, I have a question. So, you said,
what's that?
Okay, Jay's girl. Okay, so if Jay did say that was his girl and your cousin said he wanted to talk to her, you would have blocked
it? I would have stopped it right there. Like, I'm like, no,
nah,
bro, you can't talk to her.
But why?
Because I'm not finna sit here and tell you my whole history, but I'm a real nigga. Who this, Janine or Liquor Store?
That's Janine.
Janine, I'm a real nigga, man. And I'm around a lot of people. Like I don't fuck with ugly niggas, man. No homo. Every nigga that I fuck with around with, these niggas is handsome. So I got to be on some shit like, man, come on, bro, you can't holler at her. Can't holler at her. It ain't like I fuck with ugly niggas who ain't even gonna never get the bitch. But if he'd have told me, hey man, this is my bitch, bro. When my cousin, his nephew, tried to holler at her, I'd have been like, no, bro, it's over with. That shit dead. But I good night, sir, to you. That's what I was saying to him. Does that make sense, though?
See, now, here's the problem. Jadine's just an asshole.
It makes sense, but why y'all blocking?
See, Jadine's talking about
that's
my,
what I
so
want
in other
to.
Words, what Jadine
y'all
what
blocking.
Jadine is trying to say, mind your business, let me go on and fuck.
No, I'm not finna do that. But listen, if you do what you do, I can't stop shit. You grown as fuck, but I'm not finna be a part of it. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm telling.
To be a part of it.
I'm telling.
If they decided to do something together, regardless if Jay said she was his or not, if she decided to do something, I don't think that's nobody's business.
I'm the one holding him over there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. If you go fuck a motherfucker. Y'all remember the Five Heartbeat when Eddie Kane was sitting in the office with Big Red? I'm going to be sitting just like Eddie Kane. You know what you did, motherfucker. You know what you did. I'm telling. I'm sitting there just like Eddie Kane sitting there looking at Big Red. You know what you did. You know what you did. I'm telling like a motherfucker. My guy, I'm telling. Now, motherfucker, I don't get too fucked about. I'm gonna be like, hey, man, that's y'all. But my guy,
see how y'all,
I'm telling.
See how y'all.
You do the same shit, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
women do the same shit.
Yeah, I can't.
Man,
you
gonna be a part of your
I
crew. You just doing just to hate on some hateful shit. You don't even know
what
her. Y'all went to school together. You couldn't stand
the
bitch.
Friendship. That's friendship. You know what I'm saying? That's friendship right there. That's saying, okay, I'm saying this is my girl, or this is my friend enough to where, okay, I know they got feelings for each other. So if it's like, you know what I'm saying, if you know something is wrong, then, you know what I'm saying, you have the responsibility to do something about it. You don't just let shit happen if you know you can prevent it. Now, if these two people want, you know what I'm saying, if they bump into each other outside of, you know what I'm saying, Kush being there, you know what I'm saying, like he don't have nothing to do with it. If they just bump into each other, you know what I'm saying, at McDonald's or some shit, you know what I mean, and then they want to take up with each other, that's their business. But
Jeanine,
if he's standing
the first thing
right there.
Can you hear me?
I'm not saying
first thing
nothing.
They gonna say, you listening to me? The first thing they gonna say, when he finally find out that she been fucking the nigga, that's what she gonna say. You know how you women vindictive motherfuckers. First thing she's gonna say is, Oh yeah? Well, you fuck with Kush so hard, did you know that Kush is the one that took me over to pay house the first time?
Now hold on, I got a situation.
Fuck my dick, Eddie.
Right. I had a situation where I found out my girl was cheating on me, and my dude, my big brother. I call this dude my big brother. I come to him and I tell him, like, man, this bitch been fucking this motherfucker the whole time. He say, man, I knew when you found out you was going to be pissed. Huh? Wait a minute, what? I said, what'd you just say? He said, man, I knew when you found out you was going to be pissed. I said, so you knew? He said, He said, I was dating her sister, so I ain't want me and her sister to fall out over. I said, you know what? I respect that. But then, when he got cheated on, and he asked me, did I know?
Oh, no shit.
No, I was like, well, you know, I didn't want the shit, same rules apply.
I didn't want your, I know your sister.
Right. To this day, he run around telling everybody I ain't shit. So now, I mean, I mean, I think I was a stand-up guy about it because I kept being his friend. Mm-hmm. Now, when it happened to him, he didn't want to say two words to me.
And I would, you know what I'm saying? I would have done the same thing Kush did. And either, you know what I'm saying? And that my friend said, oh, you know what I'm saying? He don't, you know, that's just somebody I get money from, or that's just somebody I do this, that, and other, you know what I'm saying? But when we buy.
And that was his word. You know what you just said? That was his word.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I didn't cut you off, but that was his word. His words was that he just get money from her.
Yeah, so it's like,
so what? So what? Y'all think he was scared that somebody else was gonna take his money?
Nah, but I mean, okay, why are you? Are we still? What are we? 17? You know what I'm saying? If you like the girl, you like the girl. Shit. Why are you telling people that she don't mean nothing to you?
That's
and that's all she means to you is we get money.
No, listen, like, that's what I was on, like. I told him, I said, man, it was just a crush. Like, she thought he was attractive. He thought she was attractive. Like, they didn't even talk to nobody. Your name, this is your name, man. No, Liquor Store. My bad, Liquor Store. But listen, Liquor Store. They didn't even do nothing. But I'm telling him, like, bro, it was just a little simple, oh, he cute. And he was like, she cute. It won't even on no, okay, we finna fuck tonight type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't want to even hook this shit up. Because he's lying about how he feel about her. I know how you feel about her, bro. But I ain't finna expose you because, you know, I don't want motherfuckers to be like, you know, hey, man, you all in my business. But I'm the middle, man. I'm caught in the middle. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I can imagine what I know what he wants to tell her.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's about what he wanted to tell her, but I mean, nevertheless, I'm sorry, looking so, this is my first time on the show in like 6 months. I can't fuck with this nigga, man.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
my gosh, you hear that skit?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. My thing is this. If a man's supposed to, and I'm being just open-minded about it. I'm not saying yay or nay. But if a motherfucker, if I like you, I'm going to tell my guy I like you.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Is.
That's just like, I got a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cousin. Me and him, he got a baby by a girl that I dealt with before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I asked him, I said, hey. And she told him that, you know, me and her had something special.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, you like her? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
He said, hell yeah.
You
lay your ass away from her.
That's all I'm. Hey,
to this day.
You heard that, Liquor Store?
To this day. I mean, she could speak to me, and I will speak to her, and that's as far
it.
As it go.
But you was really digging her back in the day, though. But since you said her, hey, my cousin said, hey, I like her, woo-woo, stuff. See, that's what, man. Hey, Liquor Store.
What up?
Ain't no real niggas left in this world, bro.
There's gotta be a couple.
Cash, one of them. You hear me? There ain't a lot of them real niggas out here, man, but he one of them. But, man, I'm talking about, I remember that story. Like, he was paying a lot of that motherfucker out there back in the day.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna say I did all that, but I'm just saying, I mean,
his cousin ended up finding her on some, you know, there's so many shits out here. You got the dating site. You got the chat line. So, and Gary's so small, so you bound to find a motherfucker that somebody, but when you find a motherfucker that you fall in love with, and then he's like, okay, I done fell in love with you, and I just found out that you fucked my cousin. What do you do? How about that? Answer that question.
You just asked.
What do you do? What do you do, Liquor Store? If you, check this out. Say you fucking with a dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Liquor Store?
I'm here.
So you got a dude, right? And then y'all still in kicking and you done fell in love with this nigga. But before y'all kicked it, he done fuck with a bitch that you like, he told you about her though. But you never paid it no attention because you like, okay, well, he be like, man, I fuck with this bitch named Juicy. And, you know, that's what her name was. But that's all we used to do. We used to just fuck. But I really did dig her. My mama, you find out one day, he come over to the crib, Juicy at the crib, and that's your cousin.
Well, I mean, that was kind of how
what do you do?
That was kind of how the situation went because he took me over there.
Yeah.
And when we walked in the door, it was her. And it was like, oh, shit. You know, but, I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, I mean, it's all about speak your mind. Cause
what you do, Liquor Store?
I mean, shit. The past is the past. And like I said, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, nobody hooked us up on some spiteful shit or on some hater shit.
Right.
We bump into each other, you know what I'm saying? We like one another. I mean, everybody has a past. And it's a small world. So, shit.
Okay. So do you and your new dude, which is his uncle or his cousin, do y'all sit down and talk about it? Like, hey, listen, I don't want this to be uncomfortable. Listen, man, I know you fucking around with my bitch, so you just, you know, not, you know, understand what's going on. What do you do? I'm just asking,
okay.
What do you do?
You know, before you even answer that one, I got a better question.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all hear us talking. What's the woman's code?
I swear to God, man, they got a code.
And I want to hear from both of y'all. What is the woman's code?
Liquor Store, Janine, come on, man.
I need to know that. What is the woman's code? All right, I'm going to start with you, Janine. What is the woman's code?
I mean, with messing around or with which part? Because we ain't never going to tell on each other.
I mean, okay, so what's the woman's code when it comes to dealing with the same guys and all that shit? What's the woman's code?
Well,
we need to know this. Come on, bring it down, man.
Usually a woman will tell you if he ain't mean shit, as long as he ain't mean shit, they up for grabs. I don't think women are not like that, like me, and men are more possessive.
Shit.
Men, I don't think so. Not with my friends. If there's been somebody they fucked before and they ain't give no two fucks about them, they'd be like, shit, I don't give a fuck. And sometimes if they'd be like, he got a big dick, girl, you better get in on it.
So now, okay, all right, let me ask this question. All right, that's the scenario, girl. He got a big dick, get in on it. But then...
Mm-hmm.
What if dude start treating you like 10 times better than how he treated her? Do the female get jealous? Do the other female get jealous? Do she like, well, damn, this punk motherfucker didn't even treat me like that, but he treated her 10 times better?
Well,
would jealousy play a part?
Yeah, they might.
Is it that obvious jealousy or is it that envious jealousy?
I think I would say more envious. But, you know,
okay.
she ain't going to show it too much. You know, she going to be envious of what we got because she didn't have that. But, I mean, she ain't going to try to stop it or nothing like that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She might talk a little shit or something like that. Oh, that motherfucker.
Wait, I'm about to say now. Come on, she ain't gonna say nothing.
No, I'm just saying they not gonna try to stop the relationship. Is what I'm saying. She might talk shit, but she ain't gonna try to stop it. Is what I'm saying.
But okay, so I mean, the shit talking. I mean, is it her pride talking shit? Because let's be real. Us as men, we got pride like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
We got pride. And, you know, and I know I'm not one of them, but I will go as far as to say that, you know, a motherfucker will be like, you know, I fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that bitch still want to fuck. Hey, quit playing. That bitch still want to fuck me. I mean, because all you got to do is give me that little one smile. Bitch, you want to fuck me again? You want to fuck me again, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Now, with y'all, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Y'all cool.
That's what I'm saying, because
she ain't going to get it to you. She don't want to break the code, bro.
Is that it?
Yeah.
She ain't breaking the code, puppy.
I'm sick of your shit licking stuff.
That ain't licking stuff.
Well, Janine?
Yeah.
I'm really tired of Janine shit.
Okay, now, let me ask, because I've been in a situation, and I think I played the Chronicle. I played the Chronicle before where I had the two females who were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on down the line, I seen the other one, and she was like, man, that was fucked up. You fucked my girl and all that shit. But then, you know, it was like, you know, another girl told me, well, I ain't gonna lie, I fucked you on some revenge shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they probably still friends.
Well, I don't know if they still friends or not. I really don't know, because I don't talk to either one of them. But it was like, I was like, damn, I kind of thought they had a nigga code going, because they were like, you know, like, old girl would still talk to me, speak to me and everything, like we was cool. I mean, this is when I used to smoke back in the day. I don't smoke no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm say no to drugs, kids. Say no to drugs. Say no to drugs, kid.
No,
drink, sit there, smoke, and she would, and it was like she would never bring, she would never bring nothing up to me. She would never say, like, damn, that's fucked up. But then this one particular day, she called me and was like, man, that's fucked up. You fucked my girl. You and my girl had a better relationship than me and you did. When I talked to old girl, she's like, initially she was on some, I'm going to tell you, she said, old girl fucked with one of my dudes, and I knew she really liked you, so I said I was going to get the one motherfucker that she really liked.
Mm-hmm. Well, she couldn't have gotten to, no way. She had another nigga she was fucking anyway, so. You can't really get
right,
mad.
So if y'all remember the Chronicle, the other dude came in the house while me and her was in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, all right, now look, so you, I said I want to hear both points of view. I want to hear both you ladies. So what's your definition of the code?
Well, I told y'all before, I'm a very, 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 very emotional person.
Oh, Lord, would you get your ass on into the goddamn conversation? Damn.
Don't fucking rush me. You asked me to answer the question I'm about to.
That's the code.
Right. We sitting here like Tom Hanks in the defense.
Don't fuck with nobody I love. If I didn't love them, I don't care.
So if you fuck the, how do she know you love him?
I mean,
if
that's
friends,
my friend,
our
she's gonna
know.
Who
we love. That's
what I'm saying. If that's my
that's
friend, you talking about my friend, she's gonna know.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, it could be the one that got away, or we just was at a different place, or whatever, but I love him. For whatever reason, we broke up, man. It's like, with me, okay, that's.
Okay, stop, Paul. Stop. Now, I heard you just say something. The one that got away. So if you tell your girl that's the one that got away, that's the automatic, right?
Yeah, don't fuck with
her. Exactly. And see, now, this is my problem with the fellas. This is my problem with the fellas. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I say that's the one that got away, motherfucker, you already know what my feelings are. That's the one that got away. Now my feelings, dude, my feelings is deeper than that one. So you cannot fuck with that one. Now, if I say, man, that's the one that got away, you cannot fuck with her. I'm sorry. And I will tell you, that's the one that got away. So, no, you can't fuck with her. Don't, and motherfucker, if I even see you looking sideways at her, I'm going to bust your motherfucking head.
But I think that's the difference because it seemed like, I don't know, I know guys have girls that they care about and stuff like that. It's like y'all don't want y'all friends to touch them either. It's just like everybody out there.
Hey.
No,
because you got to know this. Hey, listen, Janine.
Yes.
You listening?
Yes.
It's a new conversation. Why females don't want to give a nigga a threesome because they love him? Let's go!
Wait, say that again.
He said why females don't want to give a threesome if they love him.
Because they love
them.
What is wrong with you?
No, come on. Let's do it.
No,
you asked the wrong person. You should have asked Liggy Stone.
Liggy Stone.
Whoa.
Oh, man, Janine. Where you at?
You see how he is out of your shit?
Where
no
you
more?
At, baby? Where you at? You on phone with me, huh? Hey, you heard me? You don't fuck with me, huh? I don't know you.
That's the best relationship, to do threesomes and stuff with somebody you love, but everybody don't agree with that. I feel like if you in a relationship with somebody that you love and y'all want to do threesomes and stuff like that, hell, that's the best type of relationship ever.
Yeah, you open on relationships.
Never mind.
You open on relationships, huh?
Yeah, but a lot of women don't because
they don't.
I'm 33.
I never had a threesome in my life.
You know why?
Because every time I want to get one, they be like, I'm not giving you no threesome so you can fuck the shit out the bitch and then fuck with her. Like, baby, I'm not on that. I just want to see her eat your pussy for me and you to get off. But they don't be on that.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It's the owner of the show.
You ain't met the right person then. You ain't met the right person because there's a lot of women out there that do that.
One of them, I guess, huh? Hey, go ahead. We're
going to call
thismatches.com today.
What? I stepped out the room for a second. What I missed?
Nothing. I told her that every female I ever fuck with don't give me a threesome because they be on some. I'm not finna share you with another motherfucker because you might fuck her. That's another subject. Why don't y'all want to give us no pussy? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, okay, now, like I said, you talked to the wrong person. You should have been talking to Liquor Store. Liquor Store, what you say about it? I didn't hear you.
The question was, if you love him, why won't you give him a threesome? And my answer was, because I love him. This is somebody that I am emotionally attached to. I don't want to share him with none other bitch. I know.
I'm a little pissed.
I mean, like I say, it has to be that deep. It has to be that deep on, you know what I'm saying, on for both of us. Shit,
once again, my thing is as far as a threesome. A woman have to, in order for a woman to give you an accurate, nice threesome, she got to have some type of fetish for women, right?
Yeah, got to.
But now, Liquor Store, you do have a fetish for women.
And tell her, stop saying that I'm giving this to you, for you.
Like the woman. Right, if you got a fetish for women, now this is just my question to you. You got a fetish for women. Ain't you getting the best of both worlds?
Mama,
yeah, but not with somebody I'm in a relationship with. Because I tell you what, if I was in a relationship in a bisexual relationship with another woman, I wouldn't necessarily want to share her with another man either, because I'm emotionally attached to her. It goes both ways, but with me.
I think it's just all about trust. And I think that builds trust, because if you're in a relationship with somebody that you can do threesomes with, then you totally trust that person. You know what I mean?
If you give me a threesome, shit, I ain't got a man, shit. If I can literally just come to you and be like, hey, what's up with her? And she like, well, shit, bring her over. See what you're talking about.
I can't get this, right?
Oh, Lord, we have a winner. We have a winner. Because my thing is this. All right, you got a fetish for women. All right. And I mean, how long can you just suppress that craving?
Hell, I've been doing this for a long time.
It's okay. For me, it's hard, but I'm not going to cheat. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing.
Hold on. No, but here's the difference between you and your liquor store. You're gonna tell your dude to go find one. Liquor store like, no, fuck it. Nah, hell no. But liquor store, you're winning. You're winning in that.
Well, like I said, if the trust is there, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And saying, but I gotta know that it's real. I gotta know this shit is feeling for me and it's real with myself. And then, okay, well, we can do it.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't. People, you just don't do it with everybody. You don't do that with everybody anyway. So you probably
you
want to do it. You're going to do it with somebody who you feel you trust, not that nigga that you just met, and you know what I'm saying. It's going to be with somebody you in a relationship with anyway. That's how I feel. I mean, I ain't do that with everybody I've been with or everybody I dated. Well, I'm saying that they found out now and be like, what, bitch?
You made a family I had you for motherfucking 6 months. The Willie D. I'm going to tell you right here. I'm going to be like,
That motherfucker said, we'll be together today if I would have known that shit.
I'm going to tell you like this. It's like,
what we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what we had. We had a...
I want to be fucking strong enough to do it because, like you said, I do have a thing for women. Like, I do. Like, I don't have a problem with it at all. So I want to be, I'm saying, it's a building thing. You have to, you have to build up to it, I think.
I mean, but how long can you... Drew, what's happening, dog?
What up with it, Pepper? What up, everybody?
Hello.
Hey.
Drew, we on your favorite topic.
Oh, shit.
We on a threesome topic, Drew. We on a threesome. We back at it again. I mean, because now, I mean, my thing is like, okay, look, so my whole thing is that, damn, how do you get, I mean, you got a fetish, I mean, you've said it numerous times on the show. You have a serious fetish for women.
Mm-hmm.
But you love dick.
Yes.
So now, my thing is, you can combine the best of both worlds, but you refuse to do it.
No, I don't refuse to do it. I refuse to do it in my relationship. That's
right, but you. So then, that means in order
I don't understand what are people so afraid of? That's what I'm not understanding. Are people that afraid that this woman is gonna take their man? And what I be trying to tell people is, if this woman can come in and just take your man just like that, then he never, to me, you didn't love me anyway.
Okay, but let's not sit up and act like that shit don't hurt. Let's not act like it don't fucking sting when, you know what I'm saying, you thought it was that.
What don't sting?
What?
Oh, you mean?
Yeah, that's my.
What do you mean, what don't stay? You mean if he decides to leave you or something like that? Well, he can leave you without doing the threesome. That's
without doing the threesome, right, right.
Whether you
right.
doing the threesome or not, if y'all break up down the line without doing the threesome, it's still going to be the same thing is what I'm saying. I would rather find out sooner than later.
Breaking up with somebody because y'all just can't make it, it's totally different than breaking up with somebody because somebody else, you know what I'm saying, came into your relationship. That's two different kind of breakups.
But also, you more scared of that? You don't want to invite the next nigga thrift into your relationship, right? I mean, I'm just using Smith as a hypothetical as if that was his name, but you don't want to invite the next nigga Smith into the relationship, right?
Right.
Okay, this is my question.
At the same time,
okay,
go ahead, Drew.
Nah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. You was talking first. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead. You know we are. You know I'm a good host. I believe in letting the people talk.
Now, I don't think I was going to say is it the fear that if you get in there and this girl sucking your man dick better than you and he making noises that you ain't never heard, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa with the woman, is that what people are afraid of, you know what I'm saying, that makes us like, oh, shit, man, he don't do that she don't do that when we together.
No, because, I mean, the way I'm seeing it is it's a thrilling experience for both parties. So if you're not enjoying it, you're not making new noises, then what are we doing this for? It's not the fear of enjoying the sex. I don't have a problem with enjoying the sex. That's what we're doing it for. If it's, you know what I'm saying, if it's boring, why are we here? So it's not that. And my thing is, like I said, if we break up, we got differences, yeah, it's going to hurt, but I'll be able to get over that real quick, real fast, and it hurts. But if we break up because, you know what I'm saying, we had a threesome, and he wound up, you know what I'm saying, sneaking behind my back, and they, you know what I'm saying, they hook up, I find out about it, that's a whole different hurt.
But
now,
see,
what I'm saying is, what if y'all wasn't doing the threesome, and you just called him cheating?
And y'all break up,
then y'all doing a threesome, and he left, and y'all break up. I'm just saying, to me,
that's
them things
hurt.
Don't make a difference. Okay, well, that's why
no.
It don't make a difference. So
being my whole point is being broken up with for somebody else is a whole different hurt than y'all just can't make it together as a couple.
What I'm saying is, if he cheated, regardless if y'all were doing threesomes or not, it's going to be the same thing. So my thing is, why not do the threesome? And more than likely, he's going to think about it twice. Like, well, damn, I'm going to get all this here. You see what I'm saying? Why move on
hey,
to someone else?
See, this is, this, okay, now, Drew, I see you back with me now. This is what I'm saying. My whole thing is this. And let me tell you this, and I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure my man Kush, I'm pretty sure my man Drew both going to agree with me. If you giving me threesome like that, why the fuck do I got to go anyplace else?
That's what I think women don't understand, that women looking at it the wrong way is what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you like this. And Drew, I mean, by you being in that life, I think you can understand it. Don't look at this shit. Don't say, okay, And I'm going to tell you like this, and this is the bottom line, and this is real talk. Do not, and I'm just saying, this coming from a man's point of view, I'm probably breaking the man code by saying this, but fuck it, I'm going to say it anyway. If you're going to give a threesome, be prepared to give threesomes.
Yeah.
Don't think you finna get him one threesome and just say, okay, now we're not doing it no more.
Right. Okay. Hear me out, people. This is my thing. Now, under no circumstances within my relationship do I want my man to share me with another man. No, I do not want that. And, we doing the threesome for us. We doing it because I enjoy it, because you enjoy it, because this is what we enjoy together.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I love being with women, I still love dick too. Now, I want some dick on the side. If I go get some dick on the side because we're doing threesomes, you can know about it, but if you know about it, I'm not going to be your woman no more. That's the end of that fucking relationship. My thing is, if I go get some extra dick, that don't make sense.
Right, that don't make sense. I mean, because you can get the best of your both worlds. You like pussy. This is what you call being over selfish, because you're getting the best of everything. You're getting good dick. You're getting your pussy you want and good dick. But because you're getting double your pleasure. But because you feel like he's getting a little bit extra, well, fuck it, I need to go get some extra dick. That's being double selfish.
That don't sound right.
Come on, y'all. That's
the thing.
Women cheat just like men cheat.
That's true.
I got what I got at home, and I love it. It's fucking great. But if there's no variety in that dick, all I'm getting is new pussy all the time. Ain't no variety in that dick. But that dick is getting all kind of treats.
Okay, so let me ask you this question then.
You overthinking yourself. That's what you doing. But you like pussy. You don't even argue the situation.
You don't want him to have you looking at it as if he getting everything he want, but you not getting everything you want.
Right. Exactly, but you
that's
love pussy,
you
so you get.
That's how I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm.
It's like y'all both getting pussy. He getting two pussies. You getting a pussy and a dick.
Right.
So why is that? I mean, you love him, he love you, but you love pussy too. So now you get to bring your pussy in. He get to bring an extra pussy in. So how is that not? You know what I'm saying? How is that not being even fair?
I mean, we can go in the same circle all night. I mean, like I said,
yeah, I mean, you know what?
There's no
you're right.
Variety.
We can't
there's
go in the
no
same circle all night. But the
no
bottom, oh, hold on. Okay, so I mean, you know what? So in other words, what you're saying is that you know what? So what if y'all just say, let's just say y'all don't do the threesome. There's still no variety in the date, so you still going to go out and cheat?
No.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
So fuck it.
So you said you're going to go out and cheat if y'all had a threesome, because he got some extra pussy, which you got extra pussy too. You know what I'm saying? So you feel like you're going to go out and cheat. You know what I'm saying? Because you brought a threesome to your man. That's what you're saying. That's basically what I'm trying to understand.
I'm not going to go cheat. All I'm saying is that there's no fucking variety in your dick.
Hold on. There's no variety if y'all just stay just you and him.
Why not?
Where's the variety?
Where's the variety?
We doing different shit. We going different places. We trying different things. I mean, what you
mean? Oh, we're still...
What did y'all
we're
say?
Still,
Y'all can still do all that and have a threesome. What the hell you mean?
I know.
Okay, Liquor Store, let me ask you a question. Why he can't bring one of his partners and then you have two dicks? I'm just saying, man, I'm an equal opportunist, bro. You know what I'm saying? If she bring it to me and she come back and say, well, damn, my threesome was to have two men at one time. What the fuck is the problem? I don't see the problem. Yeah. The men ain't doing no gay shit. We just beat the brakes off her. What's the problem?
Because I'm a lady.
Drew, you can talk that shit all you want. This is a man you always part at.
I want my man to treat me like I'm special.
Man. Okay, so how you gonna treat your woman like she's special? You bring her more pussy? Come on, man, that shit don't even add up.
No,
because she like that pussy, Drew. She like that pussy.
And you just said she like dick too. So if she want a variety, why she can't have a variety at one time?
No. That's Liquor Store saying. That's Liquor Store saying she want variety.
Okay. My bad.
All I'm saying is, hell, if we doing it, we might as well do it. Let's just do it up. Just fucking do it up. I mean, how come it only got to be one way? You know what I'm saying?
So that's basically my point.
What you would say is that you're in an open relationship where, you know what I'm saying, we're not cheating on each other, but, hell, we do.
You know what?
Honestly,
from the bottom of my heart, don't do threesomes. Don't do them.
Yeah, don't do them.
Don't do them because I'm going to tell you like this. Drew is a one of a kind. I commend Drew. Drew a bad motherfucker. I commend Drew because, Drew a bad motherfucker. Drew didn't live that life. Drew didn't live the life that motherfuckers dreamed about. But I'm going to tell you like this, and this is real talking. Drew, I know you didn't see it being in that life. Everybody can't live that life. Every man can't live that life. So, if you feel like, all right, if I got to do this, then you got to do that. A lot of motherfuckers can't live like that. That's just real talk. So don't even do the threesome.
Well, like I told you, I'm not opposed to it outside of a relationship. If I'm single, I belong to no one. Can't nobody claim me or that shit. And I have a male friend to whom I'm very attracted. I have a female friend to whom I'm very attracted. None of us are in a relationship with each other. I don't go with him. I don't go with her. They don't go with each other. You know what I'm saying? We just three fucking friends.
Yeah.
And the shit goes down. I am not opposed to that. I am not against that.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
Exactly. I don't have nothing to lose.
Okay, but my question is, for everybody out there listening to everything, what the fuck is wrong with doing a threesome if you're in a relationship? I just really want somebody to explain this to me, because I'm not getting it.
That's what the whole question was to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I wish I could have a threesome right now.
Me too, Janine. Nah, I'm in the same boat with you. Yeah, for real.
I want to get strong enough to do it, and you know what I'm saying? Who's to say? I might be bold enough to be like, you know what? Run it and have no problems with it. I'm working on it. Shit. It's a bunch of shit that I said I wasn't going to do that I done today. So, you know, you never know. Because I'm not against it.
I'm not knocking you. I'm not saying that. But my thing is this, if you're going to do a threesome, as far as a woman, let's just put it like this. And Drew probably going to disagree with this one, but us as the majority of men, we're not trying to see no motherfucker. My threesome consists of... let's see. Threesome gonna consist of me and two women. That's my threesome. But now I know in order for me to have that threesome, my woman gotta like women. Because I don't want you to give me a threesome like that because that's just, you know, I'm going to give it to you because that's what you want. Because
that's what you want.
Then I'm going to hear, is she better than me? Did she feel better than me? You know, I mean, if them the questions you're going to ask me, then no. Because I didn't have a threesome. Well, I didn't heard that. Did she suck your dick better than me? Did her pussy feel better than mine? You know what? You should have been enjoying the shit that was going on.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did she lick your pussy better than me? God damn it, we both enjoyed this bitch. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but that I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit
agree
here and
with
say.
You just say it.
But now, Drew, what me and you draw the line at is that I will go as far as to say this. I am selfish. I'm selfish when it comes to, I mean, because let me say why I'm selfish. Because I'm not going to bring no threesome up to a woman that don't like threesomes. If you don't threesomes, if you don't have no fetish for that or all that, then I'm not going to bring it up to you. You'll never hear me come out.
I agree.
Right. You're not going to even hear that come out of my mouth. If she say, I want to fuck another, you know, I like seeing you fuck women or I like fucking women, then let's do a threesome.
Yeah.
But now if you like, I don't indulge in that shit, I don't want to do that shit, that ain't me, then you'll never hear the word threesome come out of my mouth.
You ain't supposed to, because it ain't going to never happen. Right. I agree with
that. But now, like I said, if you try to, I mean, now my thing is, if you come and she like, well, if, I mean, then Drew, me and that, like I said, once again, this with me, you see different. Nothing good nor bad. But we see different in this because I'm not, if I sit there, if I feel in my mind I love you, no, I can't, ain't no motherfucker finna put his dick in you. But now.
Okay, but this, go ahead.
But now, if this is, you got a fetish for this? You got a fetish for a woman? Because I'm going to tell you like this, I love a woman that got a fetish for another woman. That's just
let me cut you out right quick, man. Let's ask this question that you just said. Now, if you said if you love her and you wouldn't want to see another motherfucking dick go up in her, that's what you just said, right? Okay.
Right.
But she can love your motherfucking ass, but she'll watch you put another dick into another pussy that ain't her. What the fuck is the difference?
Let me ask you a question, dog. Because she likes. She likes to see that. That's what she likes.
Because
if she didn't like it,
the love that she had for you, that ain't got nothing to do with that.
No. If you say I love you, if I love you, if a motherfucker tell me I love you, Cass.
Yeah.
But that ain't what I want. Then you'll never hear it from me. You'll never hear it from me. But now, if you tell me I love you, Cass, and I love to see you fuck somebody, I mean, this is just me. I don't have the same fetishes that you have. I'm not knocking you. Shit, to each his own. I'm not knocking you, dog.
I ain't got no fetishes. I'm just an open-minded person, man. You know what I'm saying? I can love my girl.
And once again, like I told you in the week, like I said when we first started this conversation, I commend you for it. Nigga, you a bad motherfucker. Nigga, you.
Man.
No, you are.
This is the only thing that I say, man, to me. You know what I'm saying? When I first started this shit 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? To me, I feel sex is overrated. This is how I think. You know what I'm saying? People put so much emphasis on sex, and all sex is a motherfucking act between two people to get your motherfucking ass off, really, to enjoy each other at that motherfucking time. So why the fuck do I got to put all this other bullshit around it? You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? If we doing freaky shit, then we doing freaky motherfucking shit. Why the fuck has got to be stimulations on freaky? You see what I'm saying? Except with two men. I'm not doing no bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? I just my girl wanna fuck another nigga. I ain't got no motherfucking problem with that. I'm gonna be sitting right there cheering her motherfucking ass on.
I'm gonna tell you like this. My dumb ass got too much pride. I'm sorry. Look, this is just me, and like I said, this is just my thought. This is just my thoughts, and it's just like, man, I know that if I love you, if I know I love you, man, it's just like another man is just not the purpose. Now, and I'm not saying what you saying is wrong, but, you know, we just got two different thoughts on it. I want you thinking like, all right, this motherfucker, like,
everybody had their own opinions about everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's all. It's just like, you know, I just got an opinion that, you know, if I love you, if I know I love you, hell no. Because I'm going to tell you like this, and all bullshit aside, Sin City Radio, we keep it 100. I'm a jealous motherfucker, especially when it comes to somebody I love. I'm gonna tell you the real. I'm gonna tell you the real, Drew. I'm a jealous motherfucker.
I believe the way you talk. I'm a jealous motherfucker.
I talk shit. I bullshit. But man, if it comes to somebody I love, I'm a jealous motherfucker. I will break a motherfucker neck. You know what I'm saying? I would grab motherfucker and try to break his motherfucking neck over mine.
And that's the same thing I'm saying. It's the same thing. I am jealous as hell when it comes to somebody that I love. Yeah. It's just like I don't want to. I feel like, okay, when yes, I love you, and yes, I do have a thing for
you.
Like I told you, don't do it.
Don't do it. Liquor Store. What did I tell you, Liquor Store? Don't do it.
That's gonna cause a major problem. Don't do it.
You really gotta have a love for that. You really gotta have a true fetish for that.
And
Janine,
see, my
am I right?
Is,
I love to see a man fucking the shit out of a woman and her screaming and shit.
See, you gotta love that.
I like watching pornos and shit, so you know what I'm saying? Watching the motherfucker live, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I
don't
watch pornos.
I like saying it too, so videotape me and you, and I can watch me hollering while you bust me.
All right, well, see, you're not in. Okay, so now, Drew, you being a motherfucker that's been into that life. You could your honest opinion is Liquor Store ready for that life?
Nah, not the way she talks. I think Liquor Store would get out. Yeah, I think she, because she sounds like she's freaking the motherfucker. The way she talks. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like in certain situations, I don't think she'd do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Drew.
I know you feel like, say for instance, you know what I'm saying, it's me and you, and we together, and you come home, whatever, and you see me in the bed with Rhonda. You're not going to trip, because you're going to feel like, all right, I'm going to hop in the bed with you and Rhonda. That's how you feel about it. My take on it is cheating is cheating. So you're never going to have to worry about coming and catching me with Rhonda or with Ronnie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cheat on you regardless. With a man or a woman, no matter how much I like women, I do like women. But if I'm in a relationship, cheating is cheating to me. And I feel like if I can't, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is.
All right, but
I understand that. I respect that.
Yeah. That's real. But see, that's the only thing about it, though. Why, you know what I'm saying? It is cheating in the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? If you go in that motherfucker together as a couple, you know what I'm saying? There's no reason for you to drift off and do shit by your motherfucking self. If y'all go in that shit together, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I feel you on that, nigga. So I feel you on that.
Okay, now, Drew, I hear you talking all this, good shit, but, hey, Drew, you still ain't on CNCityRadioShow.com.
Nigga, you just told me to send the motherfucker yesterday, goddammit. Shit.
Drew,
I do have a life outside this motherfucking radio show.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm going to get the shit jumping.
Drew, once this motherfucker go national, don't be talking about some. Hey, man, I used to be on the show.
Man,
go back to that show in 2015. I was on there. Drew, hey, Drew, I'm loving the people that love me. Now, you got to, hey, Drew, I love you, bro.
See, I like this show, man. I'm going to support you, bro, for real.
Drew,
we
got to
get the party together. Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey, what kind of party you trying to get together, though? You just a regular party where everybody come and just chill and have a good time?
Not the party you was talking about.
Oh, okay. That's why I asked that question. What kind of party were you talking about? That's why I asked that question. I did say that in the beginning.
Drew.
What kind of party you talking about?
Drew.
What is, yeah.
Drew, I'm tired of giving Facebook promotion.
Yeah.
See, look here. That's the whole purpose of the thing, because, Drew,
yeah.
I'm tired of giving Facebook promotion. I'm tired of giving Facebook all this pub. Shit, it's time to get CNCityRadioShow.com. The same pub. I mean, motherfuckers posting shit on Facebook. That shit. Post that shit on CN City. It's the same shit.
You're right.
Ain't nothing different.
You're right.
So.
You're right. I'm going to the house, man. Tell everybody to break the computer out. I'm finna get on there tonight.
That's all I'm saying. Because, motherfuckers, the show, you know what I'm saying? I know this ain't going to happen overnight, but goddamn. Where the love at, people? CNCityRadioShow.com. This ain't just on Facebook. This is what I'm talking about. CNCityRadioShow.com. We got a motherfucking website now. We got our own motherfucking website.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
No, I am so serious. We got our own motherfucking website. Can't nobody say shit. Motherfucker, if somebody reports you and say, well, I don't like this page. I think this page is too vulgar. Guess who they got to report it to? Me.
You. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, if it's too vulgar, kiss my ass, get off of here.
I'm going to go in the motherfucking house right now.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm tired. Look here, Facebook didn't got promoted to the point where Facebook don't need us. Facebook a $1 billion company.
Sure
they don't need us.
Sure
don't. They don't need us.
Yep, you right.
Shit. Sin City needs y'all. God damn. Show the motherfucking love. I know where the fuck we is. I know what the fuck this is. I know where the fuck Facebook in the motherfucking house. God damn it, it's Sin City though, god damn it. Yeah, I gotta do my Snoop Dogg intro. God damn it.
You is full of that shit.
Goddamn right.
He sound like he's full of that shit, too.
You know what?
Nigga, I just came in the house and smoking my blunt, nigga. I'm not trying to get on that level with you. I just came in the house. I was in the car smoking the blunt, see?
Damn right I'm full of that shit, goddamn it. And I see my girl Slick Mick. I see my girl Slick Mick on the line. Miss Della, I see you on the line too. So, you know what? I'm wondering, you know what I'm saying? Everybody still keep posting all this shit on Facebook. God damn it, make them motherfucking pages on Sin City. Post that shit on SinCityRadioShow.com.
All right.
I'm so serious. God damn it. Y'all motherfuckers might stop calling because I'm going to keep promoting this shit until this motherfucker blows
damn,
the fuck up.
Like a motherfucker.
Hey.
That shit
God
up.
Damn it. This is a long ass fucking journey to get here. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers right. don't understand. Like I said,
you
we got
there.
Private
y'all,
room.
Y'all got there before. Yep. Mm-hmm. Y'all had a lot of members.
Right. I mean, but we was under somebody else's umbrella. We under
mm-hmm.
our own umbrella now, people.
Mm-hmm.
We under Sin City. There's no, like I reiterate, we're not under Ning. We're not under Net. We're not under Spruce. This is us. We run this shit. Can't nobody tell me shit. I'm still igniting this shit. You hear me?
Shit. Where's Cush at?
Is Cush still out here? Nah, Cush passed out. I mean, we are the proprietors of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't don't nobody own this shit. This motherfucker, hey, if nothing else, y'all, this motherfucker's black owned.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? Shit. It's black owned. Show some support. Y'all show some support for NWA. Show some support for Sin City, goddammit.
Yeah, this nigga.
Damn right. I'm going to my Malcolm X tonight.
What you been drinking on?
Absolute.
Oh, yeah, you in there.
You damn right. Shit. But it ain't just a drink, man. I'm just saying, man.
You need to do this, man.
Wow,
you proud, man. You supposed to be feeling the way you feeling. Shit, I will be, too. You got
damn
to
right.
Shit. You motherfucking ass. We
get
it.
Your ass on there, Drew. Drew, I've been looking for you.
Janine, this thing's going crazy.
God damn it. God damn it, Drew. I've been looking for you. I wake up 3:30 in the morning. I woke up last night 3:30 in the morning. Drew ain't put no page up yet.
God damn right.
I'm gonna park in front of Drew Crib. Hey, I got the laptop right here. Come on, put your name on there. Cause I know Drew got milk. Hey, you know why I'm so adamant about it? Because I know Drew got that motherfucking plug. I know once Drew get on there, he gonna plug us with them damn down south bout it motherfuckers. Come on, Drew, we
gotta
get right out of this bitch.
I got some of my friends, man. I know damn where they're getting the group and whatever.
And this just go to anybody. You want to create your own group, your own page.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of times, motherfuckers be so.
It's going to be all of us, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody going to be tripping out there? I need to come up with a good name, man. You know what I'm saying? For the group.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If you get it, if you post your page and you get a motherfucker friend request from Mr. Sin City, that's me. Answer your shit, cause that's the page that's gonna be off the chain, Mr. Sin City. That motherfucker gonna be off the chain. That motherfucker, you could be as explicit as you wanna be. There's, like I said, it's just like Facebook. Your shit don't get posted on the regular page. None of that. That's a private group.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Call it the devil's lair.
The devil's lair. You know what?
The devil's lair.
Thank you. Okay, the name will be changed officially tonight because that's going to be the new name, the devil's lair.
That's what's up, man. Well, if you already got a page, why don't we just say use that page and turn it up?
No, you got to get on Sin City first to get on the page. You can't jump on Facebook and just jump on a private page. You got to get on Facebook first.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Can you do this shit through your phone? Or I got to get on my laptop?
Yeah, you can do the shit through your phone.
I did it through my phone.
I'm going to do it right now. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. As we speak.
Don't show up, boy. It was coming. He was going to have
up.
He's going to have a look. You're going to have a little note in your mailbox and say, Sin City, nigga. Sin City.
Oh, baby, dove, you know. Sin Man, City.
What?
Radio.
Sin City what?
SinCityRadioShow.com, baby. SinCityRadioShow.com. Nothing else.
.com. All right.
Now, anybody that been through the spruce, the net and the name. Y'all already know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? We got the spruce. They tried
that,
to stop us.
Hey, what that sound is, man? Is that Gary? Is that Gary that you went through between the speakers?
You said what?
On his logo.
You know what? You said, is that Gary?
Yeah.
Drew? Drew? You got one more gig joke, dude. God damn it, that's Ivanhoe Project, motherfucker. That's what I'm standing behind. That's why I was born and raised, Ivanhoe Project. God damn it. If I'm going to do a press conference, I'm doing a press conference in front of Ivanhoe Project. Oh, for y'all that don't know, Drew's he's a real comedian. Drew's a real comedian when it comes to Gary. But that's all right, because I'm going to tell that motherfucker we're going to go to the liquor store. I'm going to lock his ass in, and I'm going to take his ass to Gary.
So silly.
Drew, I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm
telling you right now before we get off the air, you got hate mail.
I got hate mail already.
Yeah.
Already, I ain't even logged on yet, and I got hate mail already.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Miss Delicious said Drew gonna get fucked up.
Well, I gotta keep it covered.
She put LOL behind it, but hey, you gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, she can fuck me up. When she see me at the party, she can fuck me straight on up.
But hey, but shout out to my girl Miss Della with Delicious Entertainment, man. Hey, check this out, Drew. We gonna do something real big. My girl Miss Della doing something real big in November. Let me stop. I'm fast forwarding. September 13th, ladies. My girl Miss Della, she got something going, jumping off at the Link Bar. Oh man, that is gonna be the ladies' ecstasy. So if you in Gary and you at the Link Bar, y'all need to go on and hit up. But now November. That's going to be epic. Oh, I'm sorry. September 12th is going to be, she got an event jumping September 12th. I'm telling y'all that's going to be the thing, but her shit is jumping off in November. I can't say what it is right now, because it's still under wraps. But just know, your boy Kaz going to be a part of it. And know that it's going to be an epic event. It's going to be something epic. It's going to be, hey, when I say it's going to be something epic, I'm going to tell you like this. My girl, Miss Della, she done outdid herself. She done outdid herself with this November show. And that's all I'm going to say, is that she done outdid herself with this November show. But what's going to happen is y'all need to be there. Drew, you and your girl, y'all need, Drew. You and your girl need to come now. It's going to be
It's in Gary.
Gary, motherfucking Gary. Don't
hey,
say nothing
saying,
bad,
I'm
Drew.
I'm going to make sure. No, I'm going to make sure where it's at because I'm going to go to the horseshoe and play poker, too.
All right. All right, well, look here. We got. Exactly. We got to get up out of here. So, y'all know how we do this. Janine, you got any last words for us, baby?
Yeah, it was a good show. Everybody get on there before he beat the hell out of everybody. CSCRadioShow.com. I'll talk to y'all next week. Yes,
I'm passionate, baby. I'm passionate about it.
And that's why you're going to get members. That's why everybody's going to be on there. You watch and see.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I love my baby. That's why I love her. Drew, any last words, brother?
Nah, my man. Great show. I'm on here now, logging on. I got my name, and I get to type in my email address, and they add me from passwords. I'm getting on right now.
That's what I'm talking about, Drew. Drew, we gonna have the hottest fucking group on Sin City. We gonna have the hottest group. Dog, with your connection, my connection, we gonna have the hottest fucking group on Sin City.
That's what's up.
Liquor store. With your evil ass. Selfish.
I'm a lover, baby. I'm not evil.
You got any last word for us?
Yes. Sin City, bitches.
That's what I... You know what? I miss that. I miss hearing that. I really do. God damn it. Matter of fact, say it one more time for me.
Sin City, bitches.
That's what I'm talking about. Sin City, bitches. You motherfuckers ain't down. Hey, you motherfuckers going to get down and lay down, God damn it. Fuck Facebook. Fuck Tag. Fuck all the motherfuckers, God damn it. SinCityRadioShow.com, baby. We coming y'all way. We in full motherfucking E-Fizzy. Let's do this shit. All right, y'all. Next week. Love y'all. Peace.